hey, what's going on, y'all? This is JD, host of JD's Man Cave, and I'd like for all my panel to check in right now. Go ahead, Reverend KJ.
What's going on?
What's up, baby? Good to hear from you. Hey, man, how you hanging up in this coronavirus situation? You all right?
Well, I'm holding on like info, baby.
Tie a knot in the end of your rope and hang on, baby. Big Red Joe, you there?
Yeah,
Big Red Joe.
What's up,
Kimbo? You all right? Hey, man, glad to have you boys in JD's Man Cave tonight. And Brother Ward, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, y'all. This is one of my Ace Boon Coons. As they say, Saron Ward. He's a barber over here off of Cullen and Sunnyside. If you need a nice chop, go see my boy, man. He's going to have you looking like he make you fall in love with yourself all over again. That's all it is to it. Ron, I'm going to give you a chance to give a shout-out. And give your address and stuff, man, at the end of the show. But right now, man, we're going to get into some of these topics that we need to discuss, man. Ron, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to hear it, baby. It's raw and uncut, and I don't want y'all holding back no punches. Hey, Sonya, what's going on, mama? If you got any, if you ladies have any topics that you want to discuss or you want to chime in, feel free to give us a call. If you have any questions, just tap them up on the screen and we'll get to them tonight. But, yeah, we're here to talk about it. The first topic I want to talk about is how you fellas feel about these women that be hollering about they too strong for a black man and we, you know, they too strong for a man. That's why they ain't got no man. What y'all think about that, fellas? Anybody chime in?
Well, I'm going to chime in on that because I got a partner right now going through that same thing. You know, she's too strong.
Uh-huh.
She's so independent. But every time they go out, he's spending all his money, even though he don't have the type of job that she has. And
right.
So, to me, you know, it's all a facade. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to get no good man if you're not a good woman. You make more money in your job than I do. But every time I'm with you, I'm spending all my money like I don't have my own bills to pay. You ain't trying to contribute nothing. I mean, I'm old school to a certain extent, but I mean, really, what you fellas think about that?
Well, go ahead, KJ.
First of all,
it's never right when it start off. First of all, go ahead.
You know, just the fact she's trying to define the level of strength she got on how much money she makes, the whole situation is flawed from the beginning. Because I know folks that make minimum wage or don't have an income at all. They might be drawing disability or workman's comp or something like that. And are some of the strongest people I know. So,
right.
if she's trying to define how strong a brother is by how much money he making, then she doomed from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Number one. Number two. Those women are so bitter. Those women are so angry. Those women are so damaged that when they start saying stuff like that, they're at the point in their life where they probably concluded. Between that little pee hole between their ears, that I'm destined to be by myself the rest of my life, and
right.
It's probably my fault, so I'm going to shift the blame onto them and convince myself that it's really their fault and to help myself sleep better at night, but I really know in my heart of hearts it's really my fault.
Right. What you say, Red
Joe?
I don't need no man. I'm independent, though.
Right.
I hate when I hear that, bro. Hang on, I hate that.
Brother Ward, what you got to say about this, man?
Man,
say what you got to say, man. Don't be scared to say what you got to say.
I'm not scared. I'm just, I have to be careful because. You know what I'm saying? These days,
hey, man, let me tell you something. This the man cave. You ain't got to be careful in here, bro. You say what you want to say. This is the man cave.
Yeah.
Understand that. I'm going to be careful.
Yeah.
On your mind, man. So that, hey, man, look here. This ain't the place to be careful. This is the place to be Saron Ward.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I call. You know what I'm saying? Saron Ward.
Well, you go ahead and say what you got to say then.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, I'm gonna tell you what, y'all just keep talking. I'm gonna pass this one up this time. You know what I'm saying? Because
all right.
That can go along. I can talk forever on that, man. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, baby. I hear you. And that's, you know what? That's the kind of banter we want amongst each other, man. Let me tell you something. What I'm talking about, fella.
Yeah.
I understand what you said, Reggie. I understand what you said, also KJ. But what I want to talk about is the fact these women. KJ, you kind of touched on it, how damaged that they are, you know, from some of the circumstances they've gone through, that they have concluded that I'm going to just be by myself. So my way out, my cop-out is I'm too strong of a woman for a man to handle. That is ridiculous. How in the world are you too strong of a woman for a man to handle? See, the thing is, a man and a woman supposed to be together. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
So all that I'm too strong of a woman for a man to handle, that's a cop-out, bro. That what it is your ass got too much attitude for a man to want to deal with. And if you can't put your attitude down, a real man ain't going to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? So they end up hollering about I'm too strong of a woman for a real man to deal with. I got some women on this live. Like Miss Sonya Parker, I know you got something to say about this. I want to hear what your chime is on it, baby. Go ahead and type in something on this live, and I'm gonna relay it to the fellas. But while we're doing that, fellas, anybody else have a topic they want to talk about tonight?
But just let me on the topic you was talking about. So
what's
that?
Say again, Joe?
I said let me chime in on the topic we were just on. The problem is it's not that they're too strong. They're not really messing with a real man.
Well, that could be it too. Yeah, that's a key element in it too. Get you a real man.
I mean,
you won't have to be so damn strong.
I've dealt with women that felt they were too strong, but I was just that much stronger.
Right.
I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, I grew up in a household watching the man do this and do that. You know, I dated women that took me out on dates, and I ain't have no money. But you know what they did to make me feel comfortable, which they didn't even have to do? They slipped me the money so I could pay the bill. You know, for whatever reason, I don't know why they did it, but they did it. You know, and it made me feel like, hey, man, they wanted me to feel like a man. They didn't want to, you know.
Exactly.
I
was just about to say, those were real women that she was dealing with.
I know all of y'all remember Hurricane. I know all of y'all remember Hurricane Alicia, right?
Yeah.
Back when Hurricane Alicia hit, probably about, I say, man, give or take about a week, because I was a youngin' when Alicia hit. But give or take about a week before Alicia hit, I remember my old man had lost his job. And my mama was working. But she wasn't, you know. So her job was basically just a complimentary job to my old man's job. My old man was primary breadwinner. And you know what I'm saying? But anyway, long story short, my old man, it might have been a little bit longer than a week before he lost his job. But anyway, he lost it before Alicia hit. So when Alicia hit, on our street, all the power got knocked out.
Right.
So we in the dark, didn't have a lot of food at the house at the time because, again, you know, we were rubbing pennies together, just hoping, you know, hoping something happened. You know what I'm saying? Man, it was me, my two sisters, my brother, and I want to say one of my homeboys from the neighborhood at our house. Man, we didn't have a whole lot of food. We didn't have a whole lot of the necessities that you needed during a situation like that. But as kids, you couldn't tell us we didn't. Because the one thing that we did have in that house under that roof was a whole lot of love. We played hide and seek. We sat around. My old man sat around. He put some candles, put them on the floor. We sat around and told little scary stories and
But you know what I'm saying? Hurricane Alicia was the best thing that could have happened to our family at the time, you know, as far as bonding was concerned.
Yeah,
but
right.
I'm saying that to say, my old man didn't have the money at the time. I brought that up to say this. My old man didn't have the money at the time that he needed to take care of us, but we didn't miss a beat. We didn't go to sleep hungry. We were aware of what was going on, but we weren't scared because he made sure he was available right there. He did what he needed to do as a man to protect his family. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
exactly.
If that is the definition of what a man is, brother, I don't know what these ladies out here dealing with. So if you think your man has to make six figures or close to six figures every year to be properly defined as a man, or if you think your man has to go upside your head and stomp hard and bark loud around the house all day every day to confirm that he's running things, then baby girl, you got a problem. Because see, one thing about a real man, he carry a big stick, you just don't always see it. Sometimes he ain't got to say a word to get his point across. Sometimes he ain't got to flex his manhood to get his point across. Because if he a real man, he speaks when he needs to speak, and when he does speak, he speaks with a purpose. So all that running your mouth, little mama, talking about, man, I don't need no man. I don't, baby, whatever it takes to help you sleep better at night, you keep telling yourself that. But at the heart of who you really are as a woman, you really know you need that significant other on the side of you, man. Don't tell the truth, baby, though.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, God's purpose was a man and a woman to be together. So for you to be a woman talking about I'm too strong of a woman for have a man, then you out of line anyway. You know what I'm saying? You outside of God's purpose for your life anyhow. So that's up to you if you feel that way. But I don't believe that there's no woman out there that's too strong for a real man to deal with. Now, you may be too damn damaged, too angry with life and too distraught for a man to deal with. That may be the truth. But don't be out about you too strong of a woman for a real man to deal with. There's no such an animal, brother. That just don't work. And you're not going to make me believe that one. So that's all I want to say about that topic. We're going to move on to the next topic. What was the comment, baby?
Yes, sir. I'm with our case taken. It's strong woman. Strong woman. Strong woman. Strong woman. They're tired and disappointed with how some men have not stepped up and raised.
Well, I can understand that. She absolutely right. There are some men. Hey, Ron. They were saying that some women are disappointed in the way that men don't step up and don't adhere to their true calling. And I can agree with that. Hey, Ron. You, me and you standing there at a barbershop, we used to see some of the weirdest cats coming in. I don't know how in the hell they had a woman. I was like, man, how in the hell this nigga keeping a woman? Crazy as his ass is.
Yeah.
But, me and Ron see that all the time. So I understand what women talk about. There are some slim-ass pickings out there, man. Well, you got to pick through the trash to get the least amount of, some with the least amount of trash and garbage on it and keep it and use it as a man. And I feel sorry for you that it ain't more real men out there. And that's what this show is actually about. We try to talk about things that will help develop real men and to help women understand what to look for when you're looking for a real man. Because let's just be honest, some women don't even know what the hell to look for because they have never seen a real man perform before. They've been let down by their fathers. They've been let down. They've seen their uncles do stupid stuff and let them down. So there's a lot of women out there who don't really know exactly what to look for, what kind of cat you need to be looking for out there when you're trying to choose a sensible mate to help you with your life. So I can understand where that comment was. I like that comment right there, but she's right. There's a lot of men out there that ain't worth a damn. Basically, let's just say that. So what
comment?
Y'all think? Huh? Who made
who
that
made
comment?
Comment?
It don't matter. Why? What, you want to fight them? They weren't talking about you, nigga.
No.
Oh, that was my girl Sonya. I told y'all.
It's funny because I posted a video on my timeline a couple of days ago, talking this topic, and a friend of mine, me and her was talking. As God is my witness, brother, me and her was talking earlier today, probably about
2 or 3 o'clock today about the same subject. And I wouldn't mind.
Right.
I enjoy talking to y'all. Don't get twisted. But I would definitely like to hear more of the female's perspective. So if she, I was asking, because if she was somebody I know, I wouldn't mind continuing the conversation later on today with her. But that's for another time, though. That's for another time.
Hey, man, the girl's name is Sonya Parker. I don't know if she wants you in a DM or not, nigga. But don't be stalking it. That's my home girl. Don't be trying to stalk her, nigga. I know you got a little creep in you. Yeah, so I know you got a little creep in you. So I'm just telling you, stay out of her inbox, nigga. Yeah, but anyway. So yeah, watch out. If that's KJ, if you see a KJ almost famous Maryland, that's KJ. That's Reverend KJ from our show. So be careful, mama. He all right when he want to be. He ain't all that, but he all right. What you say?
Hey, what y'all think about old Governor Abbott trying to open the state back up next week?
Oh, man, look here, bro. Let me tell you something. These folks is trying to do this because of economics, man. They're trying to hurry up and get people back to work. For a lot of these businesses have to shut down and people lose their houses and all. But you know the mortgage is coming up on the 1st, and people not gonna be ready. And that little ragged ass $1,200 they send everybody. Well, I ain't getting mine, but I'm just saying they send some people their money. That little $1,200 ain't even some people's mortgage for the month, man. You know that's just enough to go to Walmart on a little shopping spree with or something. But they trying to hurry up and get the state back open, man, so everybody won't be losing their houses, their homes. But the thing that's gonna happen is they gonna realize a lot of people didn't get tested and they are carrying the coronavirus without any symptoms, and they gonna start this thing passing it on like they passing our cards at the card game. And when you get these hospitals full of folks and people falling out, dying in these flows, they gonna realize it's time to shut it back down again. I just don't think it's time to do it yet. But hey, look here, I'm gonna still practice social distance. I'm gonna still wave at you from across the room. I'm gonna still fist bump you. I ain't shaking hands, none of that, bro. It's not that I don't like you. It's just I like me more. That's just all it is to it. I'm still gonna wear my mask and still wear my gloves. What y'all say?
I'm looking at it like. I'm looking at it like honestly. There's no like you said, there's no giving away right now, as of this moment right now, to fully understand who does and doesn't have it right now. You know what I'm saying? There's just no way
right.
to find it out. So you open up the floodgates, you're gonna have some that never contracted. Like you said, you're gonna have some that contracted and don't even know they have. And then you're gonna have
exactly.
some that's attractive, know they got it, but they got to pay some bills. So they're going
right.
to go out that anyway, knowing they got it. They just ain't going to tell
exactly.
them. So it's too much, it's too many X factors in that situation to me.
I got something
to me,
happen here.
For you to fully open this thing up. The percentage of people that die from it is a low percentage, but still, why even take that risk, man?
Exactly. I agree with
you. To me, it's part of population control to me. Because they know the people that's going to go back out and go to work are the people, are the low-income people, the people who don't really
exactly.
have hundreds of thousands saved up in the bank. So they're going to be the ones that are going out there working, trying to put food on the table and keep the lights and stuff on or whatever. So while they out
right.
there thinking they're doing what they need to do for their family, all the while the Abbotts and the Trumps and the Rothschilds and all these people of the world going to be sitting back watching you pass this stuff from person to person. And watching y'all die off, man.
You right.
They ain't got to go to
work. You sure right. Hey, because let me tell you something. If some people got their little 1200, they can't wait to burn it up. They can't wait to get out there and spin it.
Oh, that money gone,
man.
Man.
Look here. What'd you say, Red Joe?
That money gone.
That money gone.
That money gone, man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that 1200 ain't nothing but a quick trip to the That ain't nothing but a quick trip to Walmart. You might be able to go to Walmart twice, and that money gone, bro.
Boy, look at you let them open the church. You let them open the safe back up. One weekend at Carol's, and two trips to Walmart, they back broke.
Man, well, you better know.
I'm gonna get my 1200. I need 1200 right about now.
Hey, look, I ain't gonna turn it down either. Saron, what you think, brother? Somebody got a lot of background noise going on. What's up?
Oh well, that might be me because I'm in the car. Is that me?
It probably was if you turned the radio down.
Oh no, I ain't got no radio on. But yeah, so I've been up since my job requires me to be in health. You know what I'm saying, with that COVID. You know what I'm saying. It's serious. You know what I'm saying. So I had to shut down. You know what I'm saying. Now, you know, I don't think that's really a good idea. Really, yeah. For the meantime, yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying. But in the long run, you know what I'm saying. See, if you shut us down, who is licensed barbers, who went to school to be clean and sterile, right? These people still don't get their haircut from the people that's either they don't get their haircut from a person that's willing to break the law, which, you know, I have before too, so I'm not gonna act like I'm goody endowed, you know what I'm saying? Or a person that didn't even go to school at all. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Until
Shady
we,
Tree. As they,
as
look, what is bootlegger. Bootleg barbers. They in business
exactly.
Now.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I'm a bootlegger too.
Yeah, hey, look here. We all been there, Ron. I know I did. I cut hair while I was in school. I ain't got no problem telling nobody about it.
Yeah.
But I was saying, the thing is, I just don't think it's time to open the cities and the state back up, man. It's going to be a lot of people end up spreading this damn virus and a lot more people getting sick because we ain't tested enough people yet.
I'd never say don't go back to work because I don't know everybody's situation. Everybody's situation is different. So I don't know the financial situation for this family or that family. But I will say this. If they do open the state back up next week, if they open the state back up next week, if you don't have to get in those streets and work, brothers and sisters, stay at home. Because it's population control. They know the vast majority of people that are going to be going to work are low-income people. And they know a lot of those people are minorities. They're expecting us to get out there and go back to our Walmart job. Go back to our $10, $11, $12, $13 job. Because we have to. We don't have enough money saved up to be able to maintain do nothing like this.
Right.
So they know we're going to be the ones that's affected by it. While they sitting back, still living off their inheritance from generations ago, they millions, they owe money. We're going to be the ones out there passing this junk around from household to household, killing each other off. So, man, just a bit of advice. You know, I never tell a man not to do what he feel like he got to do because I'm not in that man's situation as far as his family is concerned, but I will say this. If you don't have to get out there anytime soon, don't get out there anytime soon, dog. Because this junk is
I agree with you. If you don't have to, I tell you what I'm going to do. When they do open up everything again, KJ, and start letting everybody out there, they say you can start going out with May the 1st, baby. Is that May, April? May the 1st. I'm going to wait till June 1st. Before I go out, I'm going to see how many people die in them 30 days first before I get my behind out there. I'm going to let y'all get in the pig. I'm not going out there, Bo. If I do go out there,
They're not going to give you no accurate count of how many people died.
Man, look here. All I got to do is hit one or two. Yeah, that's enough for me. I don't need no accurate-ass account. I'm just not going to – hey, look here. But let's move on to another topic. I got a topic that came in from Leslie Porter, one of my partners from Jones High School. What's up, Falcon? Falcon family. Yeah, but anyway, he say, why do people, men and women, try to start a new relationship with somebody and then they bring their past situation into their present relationship? Just because just because you symptoms of your past doesn't mean the one you with are your past. If you haven't gotten over, basically saying if you haven't gotten over the old one, Why are you trying to start something new and come in with your old past experiences and destroy your future? That's basically what Porter's saying. What you fellas think about that? I know all y'all. I know y'all had this happen before.
I can tell you why. Because
why
people
that?
Are scared to be alone.
Yep.
People are scared to be alone. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to love yourself. Sometimes when you break up, you don't need to jump into another relationship. I end up being like brothers, jump into relationship after relationship. Sometimes I like to chill by myself for a minute.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
You're right, Reggie.
That's
I understand.
You don't blame what you had into a new relationship.
Well,
you
know,
I always
got to
start a relationship out fresh.
Right. But you got some people, Reggie, who jump from one relationship to the other because they, like you say, they don't want to be alone. They hurt, but they don't want to you don't want to be by themselves. And the thing is, when you going from one relationship to the other, you have to understand sometimes you have soul ties, you have attachments to that other person, and you got to take time and heal from that before you go into jump into something else with somebody else. Because like they always say, hurt people. So you have to understand that who you are and how you react to certain things before you just dive into another relationship. But like you say, if you ain't used to it, sometimes you need to sit back, relax, learn yourself all over again, get yourself together, prepare your mind, your mindset, and your body, and get into something else. Don't just jump from, look, as they say, out the frying pan into the damn fire, because you're going to burn up.
And sometimes you're not even through with that person. You think you're through with that person. But
you
keep going back to the other person.
Right. You ain't even severed all your ties yet from the old relationship. You absolutely right. Yo, what you think, KJ?
I see it all the time, brother. And I don't think there's no way you can ever completely cut yourself off from your past. Because like the old saying goes, those that don't acknowledge the past are doomed to repeat. So you have to keep a portion of your past with you to prevent yourself from making those same mistakes again. But I don't believe that you could have lost so much in your past to be in place well. You can't acknowledge and appreciate what's in front of you right now. And I think Rejo just said it a bit. If you ain't completely healed from that past situation, you ain't really got no business going into nothing else anyway.
Right. Real I agree with y'all.
Because it don't make no sense. Now you just messed
up
whatever opportunity you got before.
Sometimes, man,
what's
just
up, brother Green?
Learn your lesson, though.
Yeah,
sometimes,
man. We got.
Sometimes you just have to learn your lesson.
What you got to say about that, Ron?
Man. I've been fucked up since third grade, man.
What'd you say,
Rob? Since I've been fucked up since the third grade, man. Since I had my little old first
third grade.
And my little old heart.
Man, it hurt that baby,
third
man.
Grade. You know what I'm saying? I've been fucked up since then, man. My trust been fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I felt rejected. You know what I'm saying? See, third grader rejected me. Then I said, well, fuck it. I started liking my little PE teacher. You know what I'm saying?
I wish the teachers
was messing with kids back then, because my teacher show could have had me. You know what I'm saying? But,
boy, you
but
she
went.
You didn't
want
to talk about the third grade. This boy crazy.
Hey, she wouldn't talk about it, so she didn't even notice me either. So that further damaged me, man. You know what I'm saying?
That messed you up even more.
Shit, And then every girlfriend after that fucked me up even more, man. It's just like now to where it's like, man, really? A motherfucker gotta just appreciate a motherfucker that's trying to give you some time and some love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fuck going out there trying to trick a motherfucker and fuck that. A motherfucker that's gonna willing to give you some time, that's the one, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'll let every shit now.
Ron, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Let me
yes,
tell
sir.
You something, Ron. You married
yes,
now.
Sir.
Get over that shit. You mad with kids.
Yeah,
get over that shit. Let that celebrate shit go, man. Man, that shit over with.
I tried.
Hey, man. I wish I could go back to the third grade with you, man. Them people hurt my homeboy, dog. Them people really hurt my homeboy, man. They messed him up for life. Well, look, I'm glad to see. I'm glad you at least became a good functioning grown man, even despite all that foolishness.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like we were saying, y'all, we understand Porter, and I hope you still watch us. But yeah, you're right, man. A lot of times we jump from relationship to relationship without ever healing from the one prior to that, and that's the biggest problem right there. But that comes from people not wanting to be by themselves. A lot of people are what I call serial daters. Or they get in serial relationships. I literally knew a girl who told me one time that the reason why she got into relationships so fast, one of them, because she couldn't stand to be alone. See, let me tell you something. When you're dealing with relationships, the first person you have to learn how to be in a relationship with is yourself. That's the first damn person you need to learn. If you can't love yourself and learn to be in a relationship by yourself and love who you are, and develop who you are first before you try to run and slam yourself into somebody else, you're going to end up hurt, distraught, and just disappointed for the rest of your damn life. So you need to get yourself together first before you try to put yourself together with somebody else. I always hear people talking about, I need somebody to complete me. No, you don't need nobody to complete you. You need to be a complete damn person before you start fooling with somebody else. Yeah, you got to love yourself first. Just like Queenie just said, you got to love yourself first, foremost. And then after that, you can start dealing with other people. If you don't never love you first, you ain't going to never be in love with nobody else. Or nobody else will be able to satisfy you either.
What do you say,
love God first. You right, bro. You better love God. You want somebody to love yourself and love God. Amen. Yeah.
You have to find out what went wrong in the relationship. What was your part in the relationship? What did you do wrong so you don't carry that on to the next, you know?
But you know how some people are raised, they think they ain't done nothing wrong. I can acknowledge all the times I was wrong, bro, because let me tell you something. I was wrong a whole bunch of times in relationships. But luckily, I finally got it right with my crazy mind. I thank the Lord every day. I'm in the relationship I'm in now, married, I have to stay prayed up, man, because I still got some buffoon in me. I still got some buffoon in me. My wife just have to deal with it sometimes, and I find myself saying I'm sorry a lot of times, too, because I get ignorant every now and then. The old JD will fly up here and there. Yeah, he'll show back up, and I have to slap him on top of his head like, look, I hit that boy like whack-a-mole. Get back down that hole, fool. Yeah,
look,
man, I'm 51 years old. I ain't trying to start over.
I always try to learn from my mistakes. I mean, I ain't gonna make the same mistake. I might still make mistakes, but it won't be.
Oh
that
yeah,
same
it
mistake.
Won't be the same one. Yeah,
you know,
I still
for yourself. I still get messages about, yeah, you ain't doing that with her. I wish you'd have done that with me. I'm like, well hey man, what am I supposed to keep doing the same old thing? I mean, it didn't work with you, right? So why
hey,
are you
Reggie.
Trying to mess up what I got going on with this one? You want me to see her the same way you said I treated
her? What'd
you say? Two singles?
No, I say you have to understand that some people just can't let it go, bro.
Yeah,
but look, you got them kind of people that when they fall off a roof, they're going to have at least two singles in their damn hand. Niggas won't let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't let it go, man. Look, sometimes you have to just move on. And you got them people who won't move on. They going to stay there and cause trouble and try to mess up what you got going on and all that. And we ain't trying to hear that foolishness, man. That's just not what we looking for.
I got a quick – I don't know if we need to make it a topic. I really do want to ask y'all a thing. All right, we all
go
know
ahead.
Bill O'Brien when he traded DeAndre Hopkins. And it was a big debate at the time because some people, the majority said it was a dumb trade. But it was a handful of people saying
It wasn't personal. It was business. DeAndre Hopkins wanted more money, this and that, and the third, yada, yada, yada. Well, to me, what confirmed that it was personal was because you traded DeAndre Hopkins, who still had 3 years left on his contract and who, at the present rate that he's performing at, is going to be in the Hall of Fame. You traded him, and you traded for a receiver who is not as good as DeAndre Hopkins and Brandon Cooks, who's making more money than DeAndre Hopkins, to replace DeAndre Hopkins. So it couldn't have been about money because the guy you traded for is making more money than DeAndre Hopkins. I just want to get that out of my chest. Y'all ain't even got a time on it, man. I'm just so goddamn frustrated with this white boy right now, man. It's unbelievable, man.
Well, let me tell you something, bro.
If I was driving the Metro bus, and he was standing at the bus stop right now, I'm gonna catch the case. I'm running over this nigga, man.
Let me explain something to you, KJ. That had nothing else to do with nothing but it being personal, bro. You had to know that. And the thing about it is, I ain't mad because DeAndre got out of here. And he probably go somewhere and win him a damn ring because he damn sure won't gonna never win one here in Houston. The Super Bowl might be out of style for the damn Texans to get in.
Y'all fans, y'all just be patient. It's gonna take 2 or 3 years. We've been patient with you for 7 years.
Say, man, damn Bill O'Brien.
That's a decade. There's been coaches in the NFL that got fired way quicker. But anyway, I digress, man. We can move on if we need to. I just want to try and throw that out there, man.
Yeah, you're right. I understand what you're saying. But you have to understand something, man. Bill O'Brien is a blooming damn – hey, man, this man, if you look up Village Idiot in the dictionary, you see his damn picture. This man is an idiot, bro. And not only did they leave him as the coach, they gave him the general manager job, too. So this man is really a damn fool. Whoever is running that team, man, that organization needs to be revamped from the head to the toe. If I was DeAndre Watson, Deshaun Watson, when D Hop packed up, I'd have been going with him. I don't give a damn where you're going. We're going to go.
Hey, that's real talk, bro. I don't want to lose Deshaun Watson, but if Deshaun Watson woke up tomorrow morning and walked in Bill O'Brien's office and said, "Man, look, I'm not liking the direction you're going in this team with this team, I want to be traded." I don't want to lose Deshaun Watson, but, bro, I wouldn't even be mad at him, bro. I wouldn't even be mad at him.
Hell no.
I wouldn't even
Somebody
be mad
got
at
some feedback
him.
Going on there. Who is that, man? Rip. Can you tell who it is?
I'm in the living room.
Somebody. Hey, when you ain't talking, mute your phone, baby. Y'all hit the mute button on your phone, man. Somebody got some feedback going on in the background over there that's all through the show.
Yeah, I hear you too, KJ. I don't want to lose Deshaun Watson.
Let me tell you something.
That's quite possible.
I'm happy for the cat
because Deshaun Watson only got 1 year left on his contract.
Right. But the thing is, Andre Johnson stayed here too damn long, man. He wasted his time here playing with these Texans.
He did.
I ain't gonna lie. He should have been somewhere else.
JJ Watt too.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. They wasted their time, man. I wouldn't even be mad at them brothers if they got the hell out of Houston, man, and went somewhere and won them a Super Bowl with some organization that had enough sense to get the players and get the personnel prepared to get to a Super Bowl. I promise you, I done watched some Texas games look like they met in the parking lot. Like they ain't practiced all week. I'm like, man, them niggas must have met each other in the parking lot, dog. I played football from the time I was 6 years old till I graduated from college, bro. I know what kind of preparation go into getting ready for a game and what you supposed to look like when you a damn team that can practice all week. And them boys look like they met each other in the damn parking lot and drew some damn plays in the dirt out there on the side. I say, look at this dumb ass shit they running.
People are always talking about when I would watch the games and I'm upset that they lost. No, because I know every contest you go into, whether it's football, basketball, jumping jacks, marbles, I don't care. Somebody going to win and somebody going to lose. I understand that.
Right.
I understand it. It's got to be a winner and it's got to be a loser. But losing ain't the part that frustrated me. I'm not a sore loser. If I know I went out there, because I played ball too. I know if I went out there and I played, I know if our team went out there. And we played our
right.
best, the best that we could play. We lost. Okay, there ain't nothing to hang our head about. There was just a better team. We gave 100%.
Right.
We just got our play. But to me, with the Texans, it's the way they lose that pisses me
exactly.
off. Because like you said,
exactly.
it looked like they ain't prepared at all, my nigga. It looked like they ain't watched
hey,
no
look.
Game film.
They got a whole lot
yeah.
of don't give a damn look about them.
Man, ain't no way. Ain't no way.
I don't think he's gonna get no ring in Arizona. I'm just saying, if he did go there, I wouldn't care. I'll be glad to see it. Hey, Zena said, Reggie. Zena said, do we think that DeAndre will get a ring in Arizona? Hell no, I don't think Arizona ready to win no damn Super Bowl either. But he got a better chance over there than
he's
doing
he
in Texas.
I think he got a better chance than he did here.
Yeah, that's what I say. I don't know, because I don't think Arizona is ready to win one either, because they got that young rookie, about to be second-year quarterback right now, and a nigga 5'4", look like little short-ass boy, ain't gonna win no damn games over there, man.
I don't think it's him. I think it's their coach, too. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to
find out
what the coach is going to
do. Exactly.
Well, that's why I beg to differ with y'all right there. Because I actually think one of the reasons they are going to win, maybe not win a Super Bowl, but they're going to be more competitive week in and week out than the Texans, is because of their coach. Because that coach they got, Kingsbury, whatever his name is, that boy don't mind slinging that pill. And that's one thing about
Bill O'Brien. Yeah. But look, that shit worked at Texas Tech. That shit ain't going to work in the NFL, nigga. That shit was that run and gun shit worked at Texas. And then not only
that,
you got a damn dwarf back there trying to throw the football over these 6'7" tackles. Man, he gonna run out that pocket and somebody gonna bloody his damn nose. That's what's gonna happen. His little ass ain't gonna stay back there long.
That height thing ain't what it used to be in the league no more.
Okay,
it's not as big an issue as it used to be. Russell
Man, let me tell you something.
Them damn lanes,
them little passing lanes, they don't open up like they used to when you got a nigga 6'8" in front of you blocking for you, and you got to throw it over the top of him and get it down the field. Now, that height thing is.
Russell was shorter than the quarterback for Arizona.
Who is that?
Russell Wilson is 5'11". Well, they about the same height. Russell Wilson 5'11". He's 5'10".
Exactly.
Drew Brees 5'11".
So they say.
I'm not saying it's not an issue, the height. But if you got a coach that can game plan Sunday in and Sunday out, and the way the NFL is right now, see, one of the things he got in his favor, he ain't got to stay in that pocket. That boy can get out there. He can get outside the pocket and still fire that boy downfield. So it's
hey,
way
man, let me tell you something. Hey, look here. You talking about getting out the pocket. When you get out the pocket, you fair game, baby. He ain't going to get out the pocket much when you got a Negro that's coming at you doing 150 miles an hour. He weighs 300 pounds, and he ain't got no bad intentions going. You don't want nothing to do with that.
And with that said, he still threw for 4,000 yards and 20 touchdowns as a rookie last year.
We'll see. That's all I can say. Shit, we'll see.
I don't know.
I know one thing, it ain't do nothing but helping him out, giving him a damn D-hop. You ain't do nothing but help his ass
with
out.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Exactly. Yeah, with
man.
Larry Fitz. You know,
man,
Fitz is still a fool. Fitzgerald's still a fool.
Yeah. Hey, look, man, Sharp threw over 4,000 yards a year, and look, we ain't never win a damn thing. So, I mean, I don't know that.
Right.
How many yards he threw don't really mean nothing to me.
You right, Reggie. You absolutely right.
Sharp been doing that as no rookie.
But look at
I'm not saying Arizona on the way to the Super Bowl. I ain't saying none of that. But what I am saying is
Look here, let's find another
topic to talk about, because they ain't even got kickball on TV right now. Shit. You need to worry about some damn football that might not even damn happen. Ain't even damn, you can't even find a damn kickball game on TV right now. Hell, they shut the whole world down because a nigga caught the flu. So we ain't going to even worry about that. Let's talk about some other issues that, hey, look, let me ask y'all a question. How y'all feel about, I think we talked about it before, Reggie. Ron won there. And I don't know if KJ might have been there when we talked about it. But how y'all feel about who y'all think should run the finances in the house, man? You think the women should run it or the men should run the finances in the house? Let me hear something on that. Because hey, what's up, Lee Foster? What's going on, baby? We got a couple of married guys. Well, actually, three of us are married. You got me. Saron and Reggie, man, KJ, you the only oddball out. What you waiting on, Negro? But anyway, how y'all fellas feel about who should run the finances in the house, men or the women? Talk to me, fellas. What you think, Reggio?
Well, I'm going to tell you, on my end, my wife, she pretty much runs the finances. You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean I don't have no input. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She's just a lot better at talking to people than I am. She know how to, you know, move stuff around and do this and do that. And it's just stuff that maybe sometimes my pride will come into play and won't let me do certain things that she do. So I'm just being honest. But my wife, she pretty much, you know, finance thing, she got it going on.
Right. Well, that's
I
cool.
I just make sure the money is there so she can take care of what she's doing.
Okay, what you think, Ron? How about him?
I think it should be shared. You know what I'm saying? Hey Ron,
let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, Saron. Let me tell you something, Saron.
Yeah.
You and all these old politically correct ass answers, bro. If you scared your wife gonna bust in the door and kick your ass, just let me know and I'll come over there and help you, bro. I got a whistle and a black and white shirt. Hey man, you sound like you scared over there, nigga. Say what you got to say.
Nah, I'm just
telling you
this, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause
man, all these old look, Reggie, you hear what all these old politically correct ass answers? Man, you don't get your scared ass and tell me, huh?
Yeah, well, so on the serious stuff, I believe it should be us. You know what I'm saying,
right.
The man. You know what I'm saying. Now on that bullshit cable, and you know what I'm saying, and making sure the water, and you know what I'm saying. Then you know that little bill stuff. Then you know I'm cool with, you know, her being responsible for that. But for the big bill stuff, you know, I kind of like to be, you know, responsible for that. Way I make sure it's in my budget. I know what I got.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, Ron.
Yeah.
Right, well, you know, I'm just joking with the two kid folks. But yeah, what you think, KJ?
I'm the only one that's not married. So when it comes to topics like this, I learn more by listening than I do by speaking. But let me ask you this. If a guy has, and I'm asking all three of y'all this, if a guy was of the opinion that he feels like whoever the more financially responsible of the two should be the one that handles the finances, would that be a cool way of looking at it?
No.
Absolutely.
Hell no.
I'm going to say no.
Let me tell you why. Why is that? Okay. Talk to me.
I'm going to tell you why, because you always got to know what's going on with your finances. You just can't just be blind about it. And, you know, I trust my wife, don't get me wrong. But I always know what's going on. And I also, if it's something that I don't like, I shut it down.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way I feel about it. You know, it ain't that I'm telling her what to do, but I'm just letting her know, hey, baby, no, we can't do that because that's going to hurt. So if
if the wife is running, we'll just say the wife running.
even though the wife is the one that's paying the bill, it's both of y'all money, but she's the one spending the money for the mortgage and the one for the life. It's still, you still need to be aware
of
what she's doing and how she's doing it, even though she's the one that's doing it.
Exactly.
Right.
Let me tell you something. It's just like being a millionaire and you got a company and they spending all this money. They spending your money. But you ain't aware of what's going on, but it's your money. I mean, that's just plain silly. To me it is. I mean, I don't know about what the other brothers have to
well,
say about
let,
it.
Let me tell y'all how I feel about the situation. I think whoever the most financially literate person is in the relationship, and y'all won't know it from just dealing with each other if you get to know one another. Whoever the most financially literate person is, who knows how to save money the best, who knows how to spend money the best, and how to invest money in things of that nature, that's the person who I think should be dealing with the finances of the household. Now, there should always be a discussion about the finances of the household, but whoever is better with keeping up with numbers and making sure things are taken care of as far as bill wise, that's who should be in charge of the finances in the house, whether it be the man or the woman. But because you get to know your partner, you're gonna know who the more financially literate person is in this relationship, and that's who should handle the finances. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, in my relationship, it's my wife. I'm man enough to say that. But
right, ain't nothing wrong with that.
And
you know what? You being man enough to say that, life's going to go good for you, brother. Yeah, life's going to go good for you.
I wouldn't be where I'm at right now if it was not for her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be nowhere close to where I'm at right now if it was for her.
Well, I hope you tell her that, Austin, and acknowledge it. Mr. Ryan.
Like if I make $85,000 a year and my wife don't make nothing but $35,000 a year, I see so many times people are like, well, whoever makes the most money, they're the ones that handle the money. But that to me ain't the way to go with it. Because just because she makes $35,000 and you make $85,000, but she makes that $35,000, she able to do anything just as much as you can do with $85,000.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if she able to get the most bang from her buck, then go let her run it. You know what I'm saying? But like Richard says, just be aware of how she do what she do. But she know how to make, she know how to get more out of a dollar than she do. So go let her handle that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'll tell you. Yeah. All right, well, that's cool, man. That's enough for that topic. We're going to move to another topic. I got one more topic I want to talk about. I want to talk about women, and what do you think a dress code? Do you think they should have a dress code? Do you think it's fair when women say I can dress any way I want to, and a man ought to disrespect me for who I am? What the hell? Let me tell you something, man. If you wear a whore's uniform, we gonna treat you like a whore, and there's all there to it. It's just like if I see a policeman in a police uniform, I know he's a cop. So don't get mad if you dress like a hoe and I treat you like a hoe. You can't get mad at me. Quit wearing a hoe's uniform and we won't treat you like a hoe. What y'all fellas think about that? I ought to be able to wear what I want. But you got all your titties hanging out. You think I'm not going to look at them?
Look,
what y'all fellas think about that, man?
This is the problem I have with that, what you're saying right now. Now, I could be in a grocery store or anywhere, and a woman can have her titties all out, and I look, you know what I'm saying? I'm a man. I'm not really interested, but I look. But then they want to try to cover up their chest like, you know, hey, man, I'm talking to my son. I'm like, well, God, you got your titties all out. I just looked at you once somebody to see them. I thought, but now you covering
exactly.
It all up like, you know, I'm raping you with my eyes or something. I mean, God, that's the problem I have with it. If you don't want nobody to, you want to be able to dress the way you want to dress, but you don't want nobody to look at the way you dress. I mean, that's just crazy to me. And that's the reason why you dress in that way, because you want somebody to look. I mean, which one is
for the attention. The only reason you dress like that is for the attention, and then you want to act crazy when you get the damn attention. You can't have it both damn ways, man.
Let me tell you something. This goes for Ron, this goes for JD, and this goes for Richard. let me tell you something. All four of us, if the city was open right now, and all four of us went out for drinks, we just having a niggas night out. We posted up at the bar, and some
right.
chick walked through with a goddamn me skirt on that shorter than a ant laying down. Got all her chest hanging out. Got a seat
yeah.
on back on the booty part. So you basically looking at her ass crack.
Right.
And neither one of us or anybody else in that bar. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody in this bar for the treat her like a lady because you're not presenting your. Now she may be the smartest, the coolest, the all that female in the room. But first
right.
impressions, we don't know all that about her right now. We
right.
don't know her name. We don't know where she's
exactly.
from. We don't know what she do for a living. All we know is she dressed like she ready to fuck everybody in the room right now. So
exactly.
that's how you're going to be approached. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, if you don't want to be approached like that, if you don't want to be judged like that, then you can't give people that first impression of you. I'm a big fan
hey.
Of, I'm not a fan of people trying to dictate what you do and don't well. But what I do understand is this. If I go to a job interview right now, after COVID-19 is over with, if I go to a job interview with my pants hanging down up under my ass cheek, you understand me? All this extra stuff going on, I'm sagging like a mug. I got on tennis shoes and flip flops and white beaters. He may conduct
well, what
the
you
interview.
Think about
it,
man,
sorry. I'm not going to hide.
Show me some info. I hear you.
I'm not.
But I'm gonna tell you something. An old man told me a long time ago about women like that dress like that, man, and then want to be treated like. He said, "Well, if it ain't for sale, take the sign down."
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
I like
if
that.
It ain't for sale, why you got the damn sign up then?
Oh man.
That's just all it is to it. If you don't want to be treated like a hoe, quit wearing a hoe's uniform. Because people, that's like me. If I put a gun belt on and went outside with a police badge on, people going to think I'm a damn police. But if they start shooting back at my ass, I'm going to run like I ain't no cop. Because I ain't no damn police. I'm not arresting nobody, none of that. I can't do it. Yeah, that's just how it is,
right.
baby. Yeah, if you like you said, if it ain't for sale, take the damn sign down. I'm a take it for
yeah.
sale if I see a sign up there say for sale. If you got your ass hanging out, I'm thinking it's available. That's just me. My bad.
Should
I didn't
you.
Know.
Should you be able to wear what you want? Maybe in a fantasy world. You know what I'm saying? You probably could, but in the real world. You can't do that, man.
Yeah, it just don't work like that. You can't have it like that, man. Like I said, man, if it ain't for sale, take the damn sign down. And I won't ask you for none if the sign ain't up there. I won't even ask you if it's for sale.
If you got it out on display,
huh?
If you're not trying to get my attention, then where for the person that you're trying to get their attention to? Where only he can
exactly.
See.
Where that shit at now?
So,
wait a minute. Let me see what song you say. However she chooses to dress is her choice, but I still feel as if you should be respectful, even if she's not. What? Are you serious? Son, you hurt your mouth. You got to be. Did y'all hear what she said? Girl, you got to
like
be
said,
strong.
Fantasy world.
She talking about no matter how she dressed, we all respect her. She need to respect herself or she leave out the damn house looking like that. How about that? Respect yourself first, then somebody else will respect you. If you don't respect yourself and dress any kind of damn way, then ain't nobody else going to respect you either. So you can forget it.
So if some chick come to church with a G-string bikini on, I'm supposed to respect her then, huh?
Right. You thought that's cool for her to walk in there. And not only that,
yeah.
You know, Sister So-and-so up in the front with them little tight-ass dresses on, and all that just jumping up and down with no drawers on under there, that's respectful in the church. No, you can't come in there like that.
Yeah. Well, it do
yeah,
say
so
come
you,
as you
can't
are.
Be serious, Mama. I know you know
so
better
Jerry,
than that. Yeah.
Hey, JD, it do say
talk
come as you are.
Hey,
do
man,
no,
but that don't mean half nigga. Hey, man, that don't mean half nigga, though. Look, I tell you what, them elders of the church and the deacon boy gonna walk your ass up out of there. I promise you, them mothers of the church, after they get through damn near drowning you in holy water, they gonna walk your behind up out of there. Yeah, you look. I can tell you now, them mothers of the church ain't gonna have you up in there around their husbands looking like that. You gonna get the hell out of this church. Bet you that.
Oh man!
You ain't gonna make Pastor sin today. We're gonna get you out these doors. Yeah, cause Pastor can't even preach because your top button on your blouse keep popping open. Yeah, you finna get your behind up out of here. Yeah, that's just how it works. But anyway, fellas, we had a good night tonight, man. I appreciate y'all coming on. I'm gonna ask each and every one of y'all to sign off on this show tonight. And like I said, man, I thoroughly enjoyed y'all, and I appreciate the conversation, and I appreciate the people who chimed in on the Facebook Live and shot back. You know, Sonya probably mad as hell at me, but I don't care. She can't beat me fighting. Zena mad at us, Reggie. Reggie, when you see Zena, she gonna be hot with you. And even Jeannie on here, even your cousin Jeannie on here. Hey, Jeannie, what's up? So we got some people we gotta contend with, Reggie.
I feel the way I feel.
It is what it is, baby. Like
you know
I said,
I said what I said, and I ain't scared what I said.
That's what we always say, Reggie. I said what I said, and I ain't scared by what I said. You don't like what I said, hit me in the mouth. That's all I can tell you. That's one way to stop me. But you better not. Hey, look, I tell people all the time, Reggie, I can't fight, but don't let me get in a fight with you and find out you can't fight neither. I'm gonna kill you. Yeah, I promise you. I get in a fight with you. I find out your ass can't fight, nigga. I'm gonna break your neck. That's just all there to it. But anyway, we're gonna sign off, fella. Like I said, man, we're gonna respect this COVID-19 until it passes over, like it did in Egypt. We're gonna be right here on these radio shows doing this every week, man, Saturday at 7 o'clock. I got my partner, Reverend KJ. Go ahead and sign off. Reverend KJ. Well, KJ must have fell off the map, did he?
Yes, so.
Okay, Red J, go ahead and sign off, baby.
No, I'm right here. My bad. Hey, I had that mug on mute.
Hey, man, what's wrong with you, bro? You all right? Man, put the damn Hennessy down, man. Put the Hennessy down and pay attention. Hey, you can't take your ass nowhere. Rem KJ, go sign off, bro.
Like they just said, I said what I said, I scared about what I said, and if I step on your toes, that means you don't need a pedicure in no time soon.
Huh. There it is. That's Rem KJ, y'all. Hey, go ahead, Saran. Go ahead and sign off, baby.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed you guys. You know what I'm saying? That was it. God bless everybody. You know, everybody have a good night, you know, and, you know, watch as well as pray. Like my mom used to tell me, pray about everything.
Already. Hey, but look here, Ron. I don't want you coming on here next week. I don't want you on here next week with all them old politically correct answers, man.
Hey, man.
You get your way up over there at that house, man. Don't let that woman be whooping you over there.
Hey man,
what happened?
Hey man,
I gotta do what I gotta do, bro. If you in trouble over there, brother, hit me in the DM. I send help. Hit my inbox. I'll send some help over there. Huh?
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Yeah. I'm already.
If that woman over there whooping. If she over there whooping on you, man, just send me an inbox and I'll send some help over there for you. You ain't gotta be scared.
My plea game. Yeah.
Nah, you know I'm just joking, baby. I know who you married to, Ron. So I know you straight over there, baby. I'm just messing with you. Only
man,
picking at you, Ron. That's all. Hey, but like I say, man, I appreciate y'all coming. Big Red Joe. Big
what
Red
up,
Joe,
what
you
what
gotta sign off, baby.
All right, yo, this is Big Red and shit. I'm from Sunnyside over here on the north side. And hopefully we'll see you fellas next week, you know. Same time, same channel.
Yes, sir. Exactly. All right, and this your host, JD, signing off. Like I said, I always appreciate my fellas coming on here. And I enjoyed these topics that we discussed. And if you have something you want us to discuss, simply give us a call or text or just inbox or whatever, and we'll put it on the air, man. We don't have no problem talking about it. And we're going to give you the real about it. The real every week is right here on JD's Man Cave. And we'll see y'all next Saturday at 7 o'clock. Thank you. Mm-hmm.